What are your priorities during the bye, personally?
Recover, first of all. I mean, it's nice to just get some time off, but I think it's just really hone in on technique and just, you know, personal growth just in these couple practices where we're not, you know, we're not necessarily game planning on an opponent yet, just, you know, work on individual stuff.
Does it kind of feel like a reset to the season, two games at home, bye week going into them?
Yeah, I'd say so. Just some time to get some guys healthy, and obviously it's great to be back home and just work on, you know, getting these last two home wins and getting to a bowl game.
Has there been any more in terms of playbook and play calling? Do you feel like there's been more of moving plays from side to side with Braxton being able to use his legs, maybe use the passing game and get him moving from side to side a little more?
Yeah, I would say so, especially since, you know, we've been so one-dimensional in these last few games, just running the ball. You can't just, you know, run inside zone and power every single play. You have to have a lot of moving parts with, you know, fly motion, get guys on the edge so that you have a more balanced running attack.
In terms of just kind of keeping spirits up after that loss, is, you know, anything been said with the team, or is it just something that you guys kind of move on from?
I mean, you know, there's really not much to be said. You just have to move on from a loss like that. Obviously, it's crushing and it's really unfortunate, but you can't look back on it now. I mean, we have two opportunities to, you know, finish the season outright and, you know, get a bowl berth. So that's what we're focusing on right now.
Jake, it's the first time you played kind of a full season with Crosby. What have you seen out there, both in games with him and then as you guys kind of review film on the season he's had?
I mean, he's definitely all the hype. I mean, he's a great player. I love playing on the same line as him. He's really dominant. You know, I know you know, just the general fan, you know, might not be able to see, you know, what he does on a play-to-play basis, but he's just a really dominant player, and it's great having a guy like that on the line.
What do you see then, knowing the techniques and that? What does he do that makes you say all the hype's there?
He's just a great technician, and he's just extremely powerful. He's just throwing guys, just being a bully out there. That's just what he does. He's really good at it.